know.
What?
That's so old, so over. We don't talk about the camel and hump day anymore.
What do we do, man? Have you heard him today? He is just grumpy.
Personally, I never get tired of a young, good-looking woman. Is it hump day?
Tom, what do you need? Do you need us to take up a collection and send down to the Cuddle House in Madison? Is that what you need, buddy?
Well, if you'd like.
Do you need some snuggle time?
I just had my 7:30 dose of carbohydrates, so I should be good for a little while now. Had a bag of chili cheese Fritos.
Ugh.
Oh, they're good. Well, the Cheetos are all gone. Somebody ate all the Cheetos.
Yeah.
The machine has no Cheetos.
All right.
So I had to settle for chili cheese Fritos, which are pretty good, actually.
Yeah, at 7:30 in the morning, I suppose.
It's lunchtime for us.
You know what I was craving earlier?
Hmm.
A Chicago hot dog.
There you go.
I want one so bad I can't see straight.
There's a few places around here that have them.
Yes, there are.
Legitimate ones.
I may have to visit them. All right, here we go. Around 5:45 p.m. on Saturday, 36-year-old Carrie Lindgren of...
somewhere in Florida.
Tarpon Springs, Florida, was driving and saw a duck standing on a neighbor's lawn. She decided, how cute, how precious, I shall feed the duck. But all she had was candy. So she tried to lure the duck over with the candy in order to feed it.
Uh-huh.
Ducks don't like candy and refuse to walk over to her. Also, ducks are wild animals. So Carrie responded by running over the duck with her car.
Okay.
She literally drove up onto the neighbor's lawn, floored it, ran over the duck, and killed it. There were witnesses who called the cops. She was arrested on one count of felony animal cruelty, which in that area of the world carries a maximum sentence of a $10,000 fine.
Ooh.
And 5 years.
Ooh.
In the slammer.
How do you explain that to the cops when they show up? Why did you run over the duck?
The duck wouldn't eat the candy.
I mean, I'm not an animal rights person per se, but this is criminal behavior.
It is criminal behavior.
Punishment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She should not be out there in the middle of society.
5 years in prison, too much?
In the middle of the night on April 2013, firefighters in Tucson, Arizona, were called to the scene of an unconscious man pinned under his SUV in the driveway. Rescuers had to lift the truck in order to free him. When he came to at the hospital, he explained that his plan was to put his SUV in reverse, jump out of the back, then lie down on the ground and have the vehicle roll over him. Then he would jump up, get in, and hit the brakes before the vehicle left the driveway.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, he only made it as far as the get under the SUV part of the plan before it dragged him a few feet and rolled on top of him.
What was the ultimate goal? To get an insurance scam or something?
This was a cool thing to do.
He was
It was a jackass thing.
Yeah, he wanted to do something.
Nice.
Ever heard of the company Aviva?
Aviva.
It's a London-based investment corporation.
No. Nope.
Okay, no.
Aviva Investors, with offices in several countries around the world, employs about 1,300 people. On Friday, April 19th, 2013... sent out a mass email informing all of their employees that they were fired. Quote, hand your company property and security passes over before leaving the building. I would like to take this opportunity to thank each of you and wish you all the best for the future. As the 1,300 confused, angry workers were indeed clearing out their desks and contemplating the future, another mass email was sent informing them that they weren't getting fired. The email was meant to go to one worker.
Oh, man.
That reply all thing gets you every time.
But was accidentally sent to the entire staff. Management apologized for the confusion and told them all, get back to work.
Except for the one.
Except, not for you, Bob. Yeah, you're the one we meant
everyone
to go to.
Everyone take a step forward. Not so fast.
Not so fast.
Tell the people, tell the audience what book the last item came from.
We are using, that's right, a great asset to our company, Uncle John's perpetually pleasing bathroom reader for
We could use that for show bits for the rest of our lives, probably. There's enough stuff in there.
As long as you wash your hands after reading from it.
Yeah, Tom, you shall not. No.
About 40 minutes from now.
Nope. Mine. You're not doing it. Nope.
I'm Goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Indeed. Here we go. From the world of entertainment, Betty White says she's never going to quit. You know, it's kind of like Rob Ford, but with slightly less crack smoking. You guys know who Jenna Jameson is or was?
Do we admit to knowing who Jenna Jameson is or was?
She's mainstream. She was an illegitimate movie star.
Yes, she
tried
was,
to have a real Hollywood career and wasn't very good.
We in the radio business call her a mattress actress.
Now only you call her that.
Huh?
She's a porn star.
Okay, she's a porn star.
I've never heard that before, but that fits. that appropriately fits.
Wow, that's an interesting pun. Anyway, Jenna Jameson apparently is going back into the adult film industry. You can tell she's gotten a lot older. She's so old.
How old
is she?
She capped her stilettos with tennis balls.
Speaking of that, have you seen that the porn industry in L.A. has gone completely in the toilet because California passed that law that all porn stars have to use condoms now?
Well, that's been a while. That's,
so they've all moved somewhere else. We don't know where.
And
it
there
could
was
be
also,
down the street from you. But
Arizona, Oregon, and Nevada. Right.
I didn't want to go into this, but there was also a bit of legislation said that they all had to wear goggles. And I'm not kidding about that.
Really?
I'm not kidding about that. It's legitimate. President Obama is apparently going to lay a wreath on the John F. Kennedy grave sometime today. And later, of course, he'll lay a wreath on the grave of every promise he's ever made.
Are you a believer in the single bullet theory?
Yes.
You believe Oswald acted alone?
Acted alone, maybe not, but did Oswald kill him? Yes. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford says he is, quote, hurt, I tell you, that the city council has stripped him of all of his powers. Not as hurt as you'll be when McDonald's retires the McRib, but still, hurt.
Chris
hurt.
Christie's future running mate.
Oh, man.
Hey.
He's in the gym.
Didn't
you hear all of his interviews yesterday? He's in the gym. He's going to lose 30 to 40 pounds in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Crack will do that for you. Most people say that all they really need from their faraway relatives on Christmas is just a text. Okay, Anthony Weiner's relatives don't say that, but... A woman in Oregon is charged with, or is charging people $60 an hour as a professional snuggler. Sure, I guess it's cool if you give it that title. I try the same thing on the bus, and I'm given an arrest warrant. Whatever. There it is, my friends, WSAU. That is a quick look at the news. Please use all the information for good and not for evil.
Finally, a truck made to handle even the toughest customers.
I am training every day. I'm in a gym for 2 hours every day.
Hey, I'm Mike Rowe, here for the all-new Rob Ford F-150. Just like Toronto's mayor, the Rob Ford F-150 is fully loaded.
I drank too much.
High-intensity butane lighters.
I do not use crack cocaine.
But if you do, they're standard. Reinforced steel frame.
I have to be careful.
Spill-resistant vinyl seats. Center console mini bar.
My heart bleeds for him when I hear someone gets killed.
That's why we've included safety features like one hot airbag and a built-in breathalyzer.
I haven't touched a drop of alcohol in 3 weeks.
To keep you from drunk driving.
I'll take a urine test right now.
That's an available upgrade. The all-new Rob Ford F-150. Built Rob Ford tough.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.